Today is Monday, August 17th, 2009. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This is the show where you can find out about your destiny and find out what's really going on. We hope to educate and entertain tonight. Hope you like it. Today's a really special day. First of all, anyone born today is a Leo, and Leos all consider themselves to be very special. And after doing years and years of research, I determined that the sexiest sign in the zodiac is Leo. We always think of Scorpios as being the sexiest, but in my experience, Scorpio is more the sign of sexual problems than it is just out not having great sex. So, and today is a Nine of Clubs day, which is the sexiest card in the deck. So you combine the sexiest card and the sexiest day or sign, and what do you get? You get Donnie Wahlberg. You get Robert De Niro. You get, a bunch of people. Sean Penn. You get Mae West. David Koresh was born today. He's no longer with us, but he was born today. Lots of other people. I mean, actor David Conrad, who was on, what was that show that I like so much? Can't think of it right now. Belinda Carlisle, Susan Hawk, Steve Gorman, just a bunch of people, and who know they were all horn dogs. This is the sexiest day of the year. Okay, that's all there is to it. But it is Nine of Clubs, and Nine of Clubs are also here to give to people, and they have a life that's based in giving. I mean, they do have sexual, very heavy sexual stuff going on and relationship karma, but in terms of the giving part, that's all working really good. Sometimes there'll be authors and people that will somehow share their knowledge or information with the world through whatever art form they happen to take, whatever one they happen to do. So we're going to have a little contest tonight. I've decided to have every week a contest, and this is how it's going to work. I have a question. It's a question about the card system. If you know the answer to this, the first person that calls in with the answer wins the contest. And the prize is not a huge prize, but it's a nice little prize. It's a couple of these wallet cards that we sell that have on one side have all the birthdays of the year, and the other side has the life and spiritual spreads. They're nice. You can put them in your wallet or purse, and you can always look people up immediately with these cards. And once you learn how to use a system more, you can use these two cards to do a relationship reading between any two people. Once you've learned the technique. So, potentially very valuable, depending on how you use it. The first person that calls in with the answer gets the prize. But if nobody calls in, the first person that emails me with the answer gets the prize. And you can email me at robert@7thunders.com. The number 7 and the word thunders.com if you know the answer. Now, if somebody calls in, though, they get first priority. So even though you might have emailed me first, the person who calls in with it first, if somebody does, will win the prize. Okay? And we'll have a different question every week. I'm going to tell you tonight's question right now. Which card in the deck, which birth card that you're born under, has the millionaire spread for their entire life? In other words, they're unusually blessed and money comes to them easily because they have the millionaire's card in their life spread. Which birth card has that card? That's the question, okay? So if you're calling in and you know the answer to that, great. If you know the answer now and you want to write me, you can send me an email. And if nobody gets it on the call, the first person to email me will win. I'm going to announce the winner at the end of the show if we have one. And this is an easy question, but they're going to get harder. I want to prepare you for that. Okay? So, that being said, we're ready to move on with our discussion tonight, which is about you, your cards, and your power. This is a really important topic because many people, when they first discover this system and they see how accurate it is, they tend to start to depend on looking at the cards to determine what's going to happen to them. And if they see bad cards coming in the future, they get really afraid. If they see good cards, they get really excited. But they become sort of, what often happens is we give our power away to the cards. And then, and you'll see when people call in tonight, and as they often do, is people call in, they're asking me, like, when are the cards going to make my life better? They really want their life to get better, and they think the cards are going to help or are going to make that happen for them. But it doesn't really work that way. These card patterns, just like your birth card, represent a potential. Every card has a low potential and a high potential. You might say there's a vibrational expression of any card that goes from the lowest vibration, which is a fear-based vibration, to the highest, which is a love and giving-based vibration. Every birth card has that for sure. And every card that shows up in your yearly spread has that as well. No matter how difficult a card may appear in your spread, it has a good side to it. And no matter how good a card appears to you, it may not happen to you if you're not willing to take advantage of it. I've really looked this over. I've studied this for years. And I've seen how the cards work in thousands and thousands of people's lives. So there's a way to use the cards. There's a way to use the cards that maximizes their benefits for you. But before you can use it, you have to be willing to take action. And you have to be willing to take responsibility. You need to be able to act. If you're on a fixed income, the millionaire's card is not going to do anything for you. You won't even notice it. Nothing will happen. If you're not working, if you don't have an opportunity that could create extraordinary wealth, how is it ever going to happen to you? So the basic point is that the cards are not more powerful than you, first of all. They're like a good friend that can be used as a guide to direct our energies. The cards are a guide, you know, like my wife is in her Saturn period and she planned this trip and she had some kind of challenging cards. And I said to her, I said, you know, I know you're going to go on this trip anyway, but I just want you to know, be careful. Don't have high expectations because you're in your Saturn period and you have some nines there. So she goes to board a plane. Her trip, and it turns out that the flight got canceled. She wasn't able to get on the flight. She basically wasn't able to go on the trip. And of course, she was a little disappointed by that. But that's how the cards work. Now, she did manage to take another trip, and it was interesting. Her expectations were a lot lower for the second trip, and it went okay. So looking at the cards, like you might consider like the most difficult cards that it could possibly be would be sevens and nines in the Saturn period. Okay, those are, if you want to know, those are probably the most difficult. But even those cards can be turned around to a positive if we learn to let go for a nine. Nine, you have to let go of expectations. You have to let go of attachment. And with a seven, you have to see the positive even though it might appear negative. That's the trick to sevens and nines. So you look at the cards and they offer you a plan for your life. And you can, if you see really good cards, yes, there's a potential there for you. Are you willing to step into that potential? That's the question. Are you willing to step up and walk in that pathway that's being pointed out to you? That means everything. That is really the bottom line, is whether you're ready to step into the cards. I look at them as a companion. I look at them as a friend, as a guide for my life. I do not let the cards make my final decisions about anything. I mean, in matters of love, I've had a lot of challenges in my love life, but it wasn't because of the cards. It was because of my karma. But I've decided ultimately to let my heart rule my choices, not the cards. Let my heart rule and take whatever comes and learn from it. It feels good to keep your power. It doesn't feel good to give your power away to anything, to a system, to a doctor, to a government, to a recession, to a job, to a relationship, to anything. It's good to keep your power. Always be the person making your choices in life. That's extremely important. And especially so when you look at the cards, because it's easy, like I said, to get tempted to let the cards be everything to you and forget that you have to make it happen. It's not going to happen without you. Okay? All right. Well, that ends our little discussion tonight. I'll be listening. I'll be looking for people who are calling in. If you know the question to the answer to the question I posed, the contest question. And I will also tell some people have actually called in. I mean, have actually written in already. And I'm going to let you know that so far, you all got it wrong. I'll have to rephrase the question, I think. I thought I was being really clear. Anyway, we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls and talking more about our contest and the answer. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Om Namah Shivaya. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Om Namah Shivaya from my CD Bhakti Rock. So now we have your calls. I did notice that, let's see here, there were, I think, 5 responses on my email, and they were all wrong. Okay? But good try, guys. Keep trying. Let's see if any of our call-in people would get that right. So first up is Helena from Sacramento, whose birthday is coming up in just a couple of days. Are you there, Helena?
Yes, I am. Hello, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. So you're August 20th, 1954. You have a new year coming up.
Yes, I do.
That's great. And did you hear about our little contest tonight?
Yes, I did. Driving a complete brain cramp, but I knew that car.
Okay, well, you don't have to answer the question. You don't have to answer it. I'm sure there's lots of other people who are anxious to get it, so don't worry about it.
Okay,
so what's on your mind? Do you want just like general reading for your next year or what?
Yes, and you know, I'm seriously contemplating moving out of state to Sedona around October. I wanted to see, a general reading and see if that shows anywhere. Or would that be a good time?
Okay, sure. Okay, so first of all, you're going to be sitting in a very, what I call, an auspicious place this year. Okay? It's a position that's going to grant you a lot of fun social interaction. Are you ready for that?
Oh, yes.
And is there a man in your life?
No, not right now. No.
Would you like one?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just asking, you know, I'm not going to force this on you or anything, but there are certainly indications for that. Okay?
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I was talking in the beginning of the show about how, you know, the cards act as a guide. They help us to decide where to put our energy and, you know, what to focus on, you know. So for you, my focus would be, because this is a very auspicious year, my focus would be to have a lot of fun and get out there socially. Now, move is entirely possible. I don't think it's going to happen in October like you want it to, but I think it will happen a little later. It could still happen. I'm not saying it won't for sure, but really the main theme of the year is not really so much about the move. It's really more about relationships and people and having fun.
Alrighty.
Okay. So you have a great year to look forward to, and I hope you have a fantastic birthday, and call us back in a couple of weeks and let us know how it's going.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Good night, Helena.
Good talking to you, okay?
Yeah, same here. Okay, next up is Lisa from Pennsylvania. Her birthday is April 20th. 1959. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, I am. Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. I was interested in what you were saying about the cards, looking at the positive aspects of the cards. Being a one, it seems like I'm always starting things, and I was wondering if you might be able to give me direction on the most positive aspect of the starting of things. Sometimes I feel like, you know, you chase your tail round and round.
Well, are you an Aries or are you a Taurus?
I don't know. I'd say I'm an Aries.
Yeah, I think you are, but it does make a difference, because if you're an Aries, your ruling card is a 3 of clubs, and if you're a Taurus, your ruling card is the 5 of hearts.
Well, I have somebody who looked at it on the birth time, and they said Aries to me. So
Okay, good. I just wanted to clarify that. So, see, that would make your ruling card a three of clubs, which would be, it's a highly mental card, okay? Uh-huh. Spend a lot of time thinking and having lots of ideas. And that would be more of the cause of you going around in circles than the ace.
Okay.
Okay? Because the three is never, it sees one thing and then it jumps to another thing and it jumps to another thing and it jumps to another thing.
Okay.
Which is the definition of creativity, by the way. So, like, one thing you might consider, if you haven't already tried it, is writing. Do writing something. You know, something that involves either writing or speaking, self-expression in the writing or by speaking in front of people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're like an idea person.
Yeah.
And the Three of Clubs is called the author card. Okay? It's the author card.
Okay.
So, you know, you could certainly be an author if that's what you really wanted. Okay? But you have to try it. Again, see, this is one of those things like I was talking about, you know. It's there for you, but will you step into it or not? Will you even try it, you see?
Okay.
I would suggest you get a book. It's called The Artist's Way.
Okay.
It's a great book, and that'll give you a taste of it, and then you can decide if it's something you want to do or not.
That's so completely different from what I do now.
I bet.
Yes.
I got a feeling what you're doing now isn't so exciting.
It's fun, but it's just, it's very completely different. It's very organized, orderly, and I guess that's it, you know. Organized.
That sounds like the worst thing you could possibly do.
It's that interesting, because it gives my family great, you know, security, but at the same time, I'm always looking.
See, security is the opposite of freedom. To the degree that we feel safe is how much freedom we've lost in the process.
Interesting.
So you can have a balance of that. You know, you don't have to give all of it away.
Right.
But if you're not having anything exciting in your life, it's because there's nothing at risk, you see?
Well, I have six kids. That keeps my life somewhat exciting. But at the same time, it's not...
Oh, yeah, that's...
I think you're referring to...
You have been busy creating something, that's for sure.
I guess that's probably where it comes from, huh? All right, I had a question. Are there support cards or cards that would work better to support that venture? Or somebody had mentioned that they knew who their support cards are, the ones that list them.
You mean people that would support it?
Well, yeah, they said that, you know, this card lifts them, or this card lifts them. This one is their good foundation card.
Well, if you have the Love Cards book, it tells you how everybody in your life helps you or hinders you.
Okay.
You know, there's everybody has karma cards. And the second karma card is the one that gives to us. And everybody's got a Jupiter card, and the Jupiter card's always giving to us. And there's other ones, too. There's lots of cards that are really helpful for us, and it's nice to know who they are.
Okay.
And all that information is available to you by reading the Love Cards book.
All right, I don't have to get into that one.
If you have the patience for it.
Right.
Which an Aries, Ace of Diamonds usually doesn't have a whole lot of patience.
No, that's true. One of my things I'm trying to temper a bit.
But you know, you have really good cards for possibly writing this year. I would definitely just toy around with it.
It could
mean a whole new change of life for you. It seriously could. So get that book and try it out. Just read it. And it has a thing you do every day, a little exercise that you do every day. And it stimulates your creativity, and it gets you thinking creatively and writing down some of your ideas. Just try it, and then call back and let me know how that went for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Lisa. Great talking to you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Well, okay, two people now have gotten the answer to the question tonight, which is what card has the millionaire spread for life? But no one's gotten a call in yet, so we'll see if anybody gets that. We will take one more call before we take a break, and our next caller is Charles from Miami. born April the 5th, 1977. Are you there, Charles?
I am. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm great. How's it going, man?
I'm here. It's good.
So do you know the answer to our secret question tonight?
I can guess. The Seven of Diamonds?
That's the guess everybody made. They got it wrong. Good guess, though. Good try. Good try.
Right,
so what can I do for you tonight? You're 32 years old. You're in your Mars period. What's going on?
Yeah, that was one of my questions. I have the artist card. I wanted to kind of know, how do I live as a three of spades? But just to give you some background, as you said, my planetary card, the Five of Diamonds. I'm in my Mars period, also the Five of Diamonds. I was doing okay until I lost two of my girlfriends to dudes with more money than I did. And I saw on the three of spades, working two jobs is kind of a good thing. So now I have two jobs, and I see more money coming to me this year. But how do I live as a three of spades when I'm getting all this karma back at me? And people in my life now, just to give you some background, my brother and my sister are Jack of Diamonds. My ex-girlfriend is a Six of Diamonds. Those are two of my karma cards. And my parents are both, my parents are Seven of Clubs, and my mom's a, my dad's a Seven of Clubs, and my mom's a Seven of Diamonds. My best friend's a Nine of Diamonds. So I keep running into people with a lot of karma feedback from me. So I just wanted to get your opinion.
Mostly good karma, though.
How do I charge over the karma, or how do I use it for me?
Mostly good karma for you. So, you know, if things aren't going well for you, there's no one else to blame because you're set up for a really good life.
What do you mean?
It's all good. If it's not good, it's the way you're looking at it, okay? If it's not really working for you, it's something you're doing, okay? So it's very important to understand this. Because you have all these people that are your second karma card, your mother's, your moon card. All these relationships are supportive of you. They're all sitting around going, what can we do to help you?
Yeah, that's kind of how we, talk to them, too.
The question is, can you help yourself? That's the question, see. So how do you live a three of spades life? You live it creatively. You don't have just one thing. You always have more than one thing going at the same time. And you use your ideas and you create things from those, and then you market those to the world. You allow the world to buy them from you, and you offer them the opportunity to pay you for that. That's how the three of spades lives their life. Yes. Yeah, your ideas are worth something. You know, maybe you don't think so.
Yeah, I always have ideas.
Yeah, you know, you don't even have to do ideas. People don't realize this. So you can become a millionaire and you'll never even do any of the ideas. You just sell them to other people who need ideas. People need ideas. There's people dying for some good ideas. They would do anything to have a good idea. You understand? But I'm not saying that, but you might decide you want to create something. I don't know. You're already creative. Already. You live a double life. All three of spades have a double life going on. One's not enough.
The other job's in sales.
It's not just work. Oh, you're good with sales. Trust me, you can make money in sales. But it's not just work where you have a double life. It's also in your life, too. Okay?
You mean like two women?
You've already thought of it, obviously. You know, I mean, it just depends on you, you know, how you're going to do this. But this year, you definitely need to focus on selling, being a salesman, and you need to focus on people and connecting with them so that you can have more success in this year. Okay, that's the theme here. That's what's going on this particular year for you. Okay, so just keep doing what you're doing and make a success of the sales that you're doing. That's a good start for you.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome, and I wish you the best, Charles. Thanks for calling. Okie doke. We're going to take another short break now. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Shri Ram. When we come back, we have John, and I'm sure John has the answer to the question. So all you people that email me are going to be disappointed because I think John's going to scoop it up because I know John. He's a student of the cards. And then we have Jeanette from Nova Scotia after that. So we'll be back right after we listen to Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Be right back.
Jamanara
it's not the who, it's me, Miss Good Destiny, Robert King. And we'll continue on with our contest here, and we have a caller who I know is going to have the answer because he's a student of the cards. So let's bring on my friend John, who's born June 11, 1959 from Sacramento. Are you there, John?
Hi, Robert.
How's it going, John?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Did you come on the line to scoop up the question tonight?
Well, I, like all six diamonds, he wants to know, what was the question, Robert?
Oh, you don't know the question? I'm not going to tell you.
I know the question, but I want to make sure I've answered the question here.
Well, it's which card has the millionaire spread for life?
Oh, that's the Five of Clubs, of course.
The Five of Clubs. Thank you. Yeah. Yay, John, you win the prize.
All right.
All right, so congratulations. Now, most people guess the Seven of Diamonds because they know that the Seven of Diamonds is often called the Millionaire's Card, but the Seven of Diamonds does not have the Millionaire's Card in its life spread. The Five of Clubs has the Seven of Diamonds as its Jupiter card.
Jupiter, yeah.
Therefore, it is the card with the, it has more good fortune than with money than a Seven of Diamonds person. So great. Congratulations, John. Thanks for calling in. I knew you would nail it. So did you have any questions you wanted to ask while you're on the air or anything to share?
Well, question. Okay. I got a question for you. I'm doing some, one question here is, I'm negotiating some business transactions, in this next few weeks here. And I'm just looking at, well, for the next little area, how does it look for my, the cards, success cards and everything. I've got,
you know, you've got good cards, John. You've already looked.
Yeah. Well, next year I've got the Ten of Diamonds. I was going to say the Ten of Diamonds is the most blessed card. I've got that next year, all year long. But
you have that card right now underlying your Ten of Clubs. And you have a Seven of Diamonds there. And you have an Eight of Diamonds in Jupiter. So you don't have to look any farther than this year to see good fortune.
Well, I feel like I'm nailing it here, Robert. So I'm just grateful.
That's all you got
to
do. Just keep doing what you're doing and just move forward with what you're doing because the influences will kick in because you're open to it and allowing that to happen. So you're a good example for our listeners of somebody taking advantage of the cards that are showing up in your life. That's the perfect way to do it. This is the best I can say.
Yeah. Great, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I appreciate you calling and being our winner tonight and sharing with our listeners what's going on.
All right.
All right, John, take it easy.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. So, everybody, the Five of Clubs is the card, not the Seven of Diamonds, but you were close. It's the card that has the Seven of Diamonds. So in future shows, I'll be asking tricky questions like that. That one was really easy, though. A lot of people who emailed me got it as well. Okay? Next up is Jeanette from Nova Scotia. And she's an Aquarian born January 27th, 1940. Are you there, Jeanette?
I am, Robert. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Did you have the answer to the question?
I did, Robert.
Too bad. You missed it by one person.
That's okay. John got ahead of me. He's meant to be.
It was
everything
all
in divine timing.
That's right. Good attitude.
Yeah. So how are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm good.
Great. We have 37 degree weather here tonight. Very warm. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So you're talking in centigrade, right?
No, we're hot. We're really
hot. No, when you say 37,
you're talking
in Celsius or whatever.
Yes.
People are listening tonight. Most of these people are going to say 37. That's almost freezing.
No, it's not. It's so much. It's really hot, but it's beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful
good.
Evening.
Good.
I was calling mainly to give you the answer, but he, as I said, that's wonderful. I'm very happy that he got it. And the other thing I was going to ask you, if I may. I have been doing a lot of, well, for a long time, working with hospice and helping people make their transitions at home. And I've known for a while that it wasn't where I want it to be. I felt I was to be out more teaching or working and with more people. And so the universe, I didn't make the choice, but the universe made it for me, and I was let go on the 22nd of July during just before the eclipse. And now I feel very strongly that this is a time for me to really get into, get out doing what I really want to do, and that is I love to share and teach and work in the healing as well. What do you feel this year for me with career? And I'm really, really finally putting myself first, really wanting to do more for me, which I've always been someone who's done for others.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to you before, haven't I?
Yep, you have.
Because all these things sound very familiar to me.
Well, I think I did share some of this with you, but I'm finding this year that I have a much stronger feeling to do both of those things.
Well, and you've also been given a little kickstart from the universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to throw you out of the bathtub.
Exactly. Yes, you're absolutely right.
So, you know, you're kicking and screaming, but you're going to go, you know, you're going to leave anyway. And you need to. And this is the best time to do it. You have a five as an environment card this year, five of spades. And you have a five of hearts as an environment card. It means change will be easy this year.
Okay.
It will be easy. It will not be difficult. It will be good. It will bring you nothing but good. Again, nothing's going to stop you from being afraid about it. Everybody's afraid of the future, the uncertainty of it all.
Not anymore.
Oh, good. Good.
No, I'm not. I'm coming in a place where I really trust. I'm really beginning to trust and get really connected with my higher self.
Okay.
And I know that... That there is nothing to fear. It's just me putting things into action. You know, that's what I'm feeling very strongly right at the moment. And one of the things I really love, of course, are the Destiny cards. And I want to also thank you very kindly for the sessions you've been sending. I've thoroughly enjoyed them. And I'm studying the books, and I have been for a while, and I'm doing very well with them. And I, to the best of my knowledge, there is no one in my area that has the Destiny cards. So I'm going to be contacting you because there are other things that I wanted to ask you about them, because
sure.
I'm very serious about getting really involved with them and helping people with them.
Well, good. Well, you know, even if you never took a class with me, just by reading the book and understanding it, you have something valuable to share with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that because a lot of people who are clubs tend to feel like they can't do something until they've had the whole degree.
Right. It's true. And I've been doing degrees and studying and so on all my life. You know, this is the key. And what Spirit is telling me now is stop studying now and just put out all your everything that you've learned and everything that you have inside of you.
And that's what I'm saying to you, too. You don't have to have a degree to go out and share this with people. You already know enough. Now, of course, you're certainly open to get more education, but don't let that stop you from doing it right now. You can do it now. Okay?
Exactly.
You can start sharing it
and
with
people. And I also love astrology, and I've been studying that for about 40 years. So.
Yeah, well, that's natural for you, being an Aquarian, and it's a good thing. So
yes.
I think you're all set up for this. I think you have all your own answers. I think you're right in the right place, and I'm glad that this happened. I'm glad this happened to you, so now you can move forward.
I am too, Robert. I'm very grateful. And again, thank you. I always enjoy calling, and I appreciate your sharing always. And have a wonderful evening, and God bless.
Thank you so much. Good night, Jeanette.
Okay. Take care.
Good night. Thanks a lot. Okay, moving right along, we're going to talk to Nicole. And I know she would have had the answer, too. She's in the Magi Fellowship, and this is one of the test questions on the test that she's already taken. She's born November 19th, 1989. Are you there, Nicole?
I'm here.
I'm sure you had the answer, but you were too late.
Well, that's okay. I'm glad somebody else was able to get it, because I have my card handy anyway, so
yeah,
I'm glad somebody else got a set to use.
Yeah, I'm sure. So how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good.
All right.
I get excited.
Well, I had a couple of questions
shows.
For you. I'll try and make them fast so you can maybe squeeze somebody else in after me. But
okay.
My first question was, if you had any advice for me, I'm considering doing some local radio shows and, you know, using the cards to kind of promote myself in that area. So I was wondering if you had any advice for me for attempting that.
Well, I mean, it's a great experience. I would highly recommend you do it, for sure. Radio is a great medium, as you know. You know, I've done so many shows, and I never really got, to be honest, I never got a lot of readings from doing shows off the air, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's the way I was doing it. You might be able to do it better. You know, I don't know. So having a show or being on the radio is one thing. But having that translate into actual people, you know, buying what you're selling or signing up is sometimes there's more considerations for that.
Okay.
You know.
Well, it's definitely helpful now.
But you have nothing to lose by, I hope, don't spend any money to be on a radio show.
No,
you know,
no, I wouldn't.
Be a guest. And you have nothing to lose by trying it and everything to gain from the experience. You know, it would be great. So I would highly recommend you do it.
Okay. Great. Well,
yeah.
I was planning on doing it anyway, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And my other question was, I got the Seven of Hearts in Pluto this year, and I've definitely had some interesting experiences with men just in general, but there's one that I'm pretty interested in, so I was wondering if you could give me some advice so that I can, you know, I don't know, just kind of deal with that and still, you know, hopefully, you know, maintain this, where this relationship might be going.
Well, okay, so what's this person's birthday?
December 20th.
So he's a Jack of Hearts and a King of Hearts.
Yep.
Okay, and you're an Ace of Clubs, Five of Clubs, and Five of Spades. You're Moon to him, which is a good connection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is, my experience of people born that birthday is that they're players for a while. They will settle down sometimes, and sometimes they won't settle down. It depends on the person. It varies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I knew one in Asheville where I used to live, and because he ran the local pool hall. And he was a great guy, really outgoing, super competitive in pool. And married, but flirting with all the girls there, and I'm sure he was having sex with a lot of them as well, you know, that kind of guy. Because, you know, Jack of Hearts and his Sag and the King of Hearts ruler, he knows how to get women to do what he wants, you know, he knows how to charm.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like it's, you know, it comes easy to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, and they'll love to have babies with their women, and then the woman becomes the nanny to their children. See?
Oh, that's not going to be me.
Well, you better, you know, be careful.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think once you see the door starting to slam, you'll probably haul ass, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting. I'm really interested this turns out to be that way because I, you know, I'm kind of definitely, it would be like a slap in the face kind of the way that I've been towards people and I'm realizing that, you know, maybe I've been a little bit, you know, too uncaring of other people's feelings that have been interested in me that I haven't necessarily reciprocated that feeling. So if it does turn out to be that way, it'll interesting, you know, mirror for what I've been, you know, doing to others, I guess.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, it could turn out that way. But it's not necessarily a bad karma for you or something. I wouldn't give it that interpretation so quickly.
Like, no, I wouldn't see it that way, but it would just be interesting for me to see, you know, if he does turn out to be like that, maybe it'll give me a little bit of a lesson.
Do you need somebody to give you to teach you a lesson? Is that what you need?
Well, you know, I've got all these low-numbered cards, so I've definitely got the inexperience, you know, and I'm having to try out all these different ideas about how I think things should go, and then I find out that, well, maybe it doesn't really go like that. So it's not necessarily that I'm intentionally doing anything that, you know, deserves a twist kick or anything like that, but I'm learning a lot about love and relationships and just the way I picture things to go isn't always the way that they do go. And
yeah, you know, that's good. And this happens a lot at your age and actually even older too. We learned that the things that we do in love matter. They have a cost involved, you know, in other people.
Absolutely.
And we do create karma. And so it's kind of good. You can't really make any mistakes, though, at your age, though, right now. You know, Nicole, I've told you this before. It's all learning,
well,
so just have fun.
I definitely worry about it like I can.
What's that?
And I definitely worry about it like I can. Like everything I do, my main concern all the time is are my actions going to affect other people, and I want to do the right thing so much that it really takes up a lot of the things that I, you know, worry about.
Ah, that's interesting that you would worry like that. You have self-doubts of some kind, you know, but that might just be your Scorpio nature, you know. Anyway, I talked to you about that before, so I'm not going to get into that because we're running out of time. But I'm going to let you go because I got two more calls I want to get to real quick, and it's great hearing from you. And my advice is go for it full tilt.
Okay, thank you.
Like dive in head first and just give it all you got. You'll learn the most from that. You might get your heart broken, but it's better than being dead.
Oh, yeah, it'll be worth it. I love, so...
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Oh, good. Okay. Thanks for calling, Nicole. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We only have time for the next two calls. We're going to be rather quick, so I hope you don't mind. We have Catherine from Colorado, whose birthday is August 23rd, 1951. Are you there, Catherine?
Yes, I am.
And are you a Virgo or a Leo?
I'm a Leo, 29 degrees.
Oh, okay. Just made it.
No, just by my hair.
But I bet you got some Virgo in you, though. I'm sure you
a
do.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm very detail-oriented.
Enough to drive everybody in your life crazy.
Pretty much. Yes. Organization is the word. I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, first off, I want to thank you. You have a wonderful system, and I just came across it because I just knew that there was a system that encompassed so many other things that I understand, and it was really great to come across your system, so I'm going to start investigating further and probably get very involved with your group. So anyway, I've been moving since Katrina destroyed my home in 2005, and I wondered if I'm moving again before January 10th and if I'll stay put. And let me tell you a little background on that. I feel I've been moving since I was 4.5 years old, and I wonder if this is karmic and I should be doing something I'm currently not doing.
Well, you're a restless person by nature. Do you know that?
No.
Oh, yes, you are. Nobody's making you move. You're creating all this whether or not you're conscious of it or not.
Unconsciously, yeah.
Unconsciously, you're creating this because inwardly there's a dissatisfaction that Three of Clubs people carry with them. You're a Three of Clubs,
okay.
The system. And all Three of Clubs they're never quite at ease. They're always wishing they were somewhere else, okay?
Okay.
Now so even though you say, you know, whatever you think about yourself, that I like this, I like that, the fact that you are moving a lot shows that you're doing it, okay?
Well, it changes. You know, so many things change, and I'm willing to be flexible and go with it.
Yeah, well, right. Especially if it means moving.
I'm actually not very fond of it anymore.
But I just can't stop doing it.
Well, I can. I really can. It's just that I was forced to move with Katrina.
Oh yeah, that one you can chalk up to destiny.
Take it off the list.
Right, but the rest of them, we're going to put them all. We're going to tag all those on you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, you all can right. move again this year, because if you do though, it'll be because you want to this coming year.
All right.
I see right. I see you wanting to move actually this year.
All right.
Now this year hasn't started yet. You still got a couple more days before your birthday.
Okay.
So the year I'm talking about begins on your birthday. So these things haven't actually showed up yet, though you might be getting some premonition of it, you know, at this point.
I have this sense of it. Yeah. So it goes from like a solar return does from birthday to birthday.
That's correct. That's
okay.
Exactly right.
All right. I get that part. Okay. Very good. And it's not something karmic then?
Well, your restlessness is karmic, but this is definitely a change year for you anyway.
Okay.
Regardless.
Okay, good.
Wouldn't matter what, you know, card you are. If you have these cards, you're going to be wanting to, you know, hit the road or be somewhere else, and you will do it. I'm guessing. So, and
all
that's,
right.
It's all good, too. It's not a bad thing.
Well, you know, I'm doing my best. And my career, I'm a healer, so it makes it pretty simple for me to be just about anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't have a requirement, I don't have a structure, I just have to be one with the human being or the horse or the dog or whatever it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice that you have that flexibility.
Well.
So that allows you the freedom to just pack up and go when you want to.
I guess, but I'd like to have a stable location and keep it that way and pack up and go from there. So I'm hoping
if that's what you really want, you will create that, because I don't have any doubt that you have the ability to create anything. You're a creator. You're a powerful creator.
Rumor has it, yes. Well, great. Okay.
If you can just make up your mind on what you want to create.
I pretty much have now. I've got a nice format. I'm taking it to the road, so I'm pretty set.
Well, hey, that way you can just keep traveling, you know. That'll be fun.
That's the point. That's right. Yeah, then I can stop moving my home.
You can take your home with you like a cancer.
Yeah, like a what?
Like a little crab, you know, cancer crabs.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm a cancer. You know, we bring our home with us.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it's a cancer
trait. Well, that's really something. Yeah. Okay, well, that was my question.
Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I love your show.
Thanks a lot, Catherine. Have a great night.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, last up is Lauren from White Rock, British Columbia. Her birthday is August 23rd. Another August 23rd, but 1979. Are you there, Lauren?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Rick? How are you doing? Robert.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Ah, not too bad. My question is, I was looking through my cards, and I see that my year spread card for this year was a 9 of spades.
Yeah.
And my next one coming up is a 7 of diamonds, and that one apparently is the millionaire card. So I just wanted to get your opinion on what that kind of means and what I'll be, looking for.
Well, the Seven of Diamonds can go either way, okay? It's a spiritual money card. They call it the millionaire's card, but it also can be the card that takes all your money away from you.
Okay.
Because it's a spiritual money card, it gives money to those who already have an established sense of prosperity.
Okay.
You know, does that make any sense what I mean by that when I say that?
Yeah.
Okay,
it,
so...
It kind of does. This,
like,
it's kind of,
you know,
out of my
if
hand,
you're already, yeah. like, if you're a person that really appreciates what you have already, you know, like you spend a lot of time each day just appreciating how great your life is, the Seven of Diamonds will bring you more money.
Oh, okay.
If you're a person who's always worried about money and you never have enough and wondering if you're going to pay the bills, the Seven of Diamonds will take away the money you think you already have. That's what will happen.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Having the nine of spades for this year, I've been through, I don't know if it has to do with that, but I've been laid off a couple of times, and work's just been kind of slow for me, and we're moving around quite a bit too. So
yeah. See, you're being challenged. These are both challenging spiritual cards. Last year, this current year, and the next year. Okay. If you have a transformation about this, your whole life could turn around and be magically great, because the Seven of Diamonds can actually make you wealthy.
Okay.
But you have to get clear. Like, you have to be able to look at your surroundings and say, even though things don't look so promising, look how much we have. We are so lucky.
Mm.
You got to have that attitude.
Because
It's true. Do you own a car?
There you go.
Do you own a car?
Oh, yeah, I own a car, but we've...
Do you own a refrigerator?
Yeah, it's rough going.
Do you own a refrigerator? Do you own a refrigerator?
I do.
Okay, 90% of the world's population can't afford a refrigerator.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, and only about less than 5% have cars.
Okay.
Okay, so that gives you some perspective.
I'm pretty lucky. That's good.
In other words, you're rich. You're rich and you don't know it.
There you go.
Okay, so that's basically all there is to it.
And
I think it could turn out to be really good for you. I think it's going to be fine, but it all is going to depend on you and what you learn from this experience, okay?
Okay.
My advice is find something you love to do and do it, because this is a good year for that. Find something you love to do and just do it, and the money will come even though you don't imagine how.
Well, funny thing is, Robert, I program computers and I write software.
Uh-huh.
And when I found out my destiny card and I was reading about how it's the writer's card and everything and it's a creative writer's card, I was completely blown away by that.
That's right. And, you know, so you have so many ideas. You could make $1 million with some good idea of yours in the computing world. See?
Yeah, there you go.
You could.
And, well, I pretty much just keep that as a side thing. But I enjoy it. Yep.
Well, just find a way to turn it into $1 million idea and you'll be fine.
Perfect.
All right, Lauren, I'm going to have to let you go because... the show is over, and I appreciate you calling tonight, and I wish you well with this coming good year.
Thank you very much, Robert.
You're very
welcome. Have a good day.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Good night. Okay, that concludes our show, and we'll end as we always do with the Gayatri Mantra. Come back next week for the new question, the new contest. I'll have to have a better question next week to stump you guys with, because this one was had too quickly, I think. I'll come up with a more juicy question for next week. Have a great week, and I hope you enjoy listening to the Gayatri Mantra as you doze off to Never Never Land. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. Have a great week.
Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonat-prachodayam Om Buddha Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yonaprachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsavitur Varinam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonatra-chodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonatra-chodaya